Most of the U.S. Midwest will be seeing a good mix of weather over the next 2 weeks, in which I think most of the crops across the region will benefit greatly from. Let's start first with a comment or two on the Michigan, where rain fell significantly during the weekend. Michigan was one of those states in the eastern parts of the Corn Belt that was becoming a little bit too dry as we were moving through last week. Rain totals across the state ranged anywhere from 0.3 inch to more than an inch, and even some of the northern parts of the state reported some beneficial rain. The precipitation was certainly helpful in lifting topsoil moisture and improving crop conditions. There were some areas that surrounded Michigan that continued to be in a dry weather mode, but portions of Wisconsin did receive a little bit of rain, as well as northernmost sections of Indiana and northernmost sections of Ohio. Some of the rainfall in northernmost sections of Indiana did reach up over 1 inch there as well. This week's weather will continue to be somewhat erratic. I think we're going to be seeing rain in many areas at one time or another, but I have to admit that over the next 2 weeks, there's probably going to be a handful of locations that will not be seeing enough rain to counter evaporation, and those areas are going to become pocketed dry. We'll continue to watch those areas. In this first week of the outlook, the drier biased weather is probably going to be in northern Illinois, over into northern Ohio, and portions of maybe far southern Michigan. But obviously, a portion of this region picked up on rain over the weekend, minimizing the significance of this drier tendency in some of these areas. Temperatures across the Midwest this morning are running mostly in the 60s and 70s. We were seeing high temperatures over the weekend in the 80s and lower 90s, and the temperatures will continue to be favorable for sorghum and corn and soybean development as we move forward through the next week to 10 days, seeing a little bit of a cool off with readings dropping back into the 70s. And 80s for a while later this week. The cool off will be beneficial for corn, but probably a little less desirable for some of the soybean crops. But as long as we get back into some warmer weather a little bit down the road, the impact is not likely to be tremendous. We will continue to have mostly good conditions. Probably the most important part of the cool off will be the conservation of soil moisture that will take place. Subsoil moisture will continue to be adequately rated so that crops will continue to develop regardless of how dry the topsoil might become. But we do expect to see showers and thunderstorms scattering across the region over the coming week, and that's going to be helpful in lifting soil moisture rather than seeing a net loss in moisture in quite a few areas. Over the next 7 days, we'll probably see less than a half inch of moisture in some of those drier areas I mentioned for the region from northern Illinois over to northern Ohio and parts of Michigan. And for the rest of the Midwest, rain totals will probably run from around 0.3 inch to an inch in general, with some 1 to 2 and local 3 inch amounts possible in some locations. The heavier storms are slated to impact parts of Minnesota, Iowa, and Missouri, maybe even a portion of Illinois. All of the moisture will be welcome, and we will see it benefiting all of the summer crops in those areas that it impacts. As we move into the second week of the outlook, the rain intensity may be a little less, but we're still going to see showers and thunderstorms scattering around. The temperatures this week, as I mentioned before, will be turning cooler. Our coolest days will probably occur during the middle to latter part of this week and into the early part of the weekend. We'll see a lot of 70 degree highs during that time period, and our low temperatures at night will cool back into 50s and 60s. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.